Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Platform here. We have the Tennessee reaction. Unfortunately, not good for Tennessee here. Purdue will advance to the Final Four in Phoenix next week with a 72-66 win over the Volunteers. Again, fantastic year for Tennessee. First of all, you're going to have some people out there, some clowns, some critics, again, killing Rick Barnes for not being able to get over the hump, only one Final Four in numerous tournaments appearances. Yeah, it's not great. But Elite Eight, nothing to hang your hat on. SEC regular season champs, nothing to hang your hat on. This isn't a year you judge Rick Barnes on that. Last year, maybe. This year, you're not. I won't even hear you out on that. Like, again, great year, just couldn't get over the hump. Lost to Purdue twice. Purdue was the better team. Call it what it is. Beat them twice this year in Maui, and they just beat them in the Midwest Elite Eight. So it is what it is. I don't want to hear the Rick Barnes can't get it done. You're not putting your nose up in the air. I don't care who you are with an SEC regular season championship and an Elite Eight. If you have, you've never done it. If you are, you've probably never done it before, or your team's never done it before. So just want to get that out of the way first. But this game specifically, I mean, Dalton Connect doing Dalton Connect things. I mean, 37 points, 14 for 31 for the field. I mean, overall, pretty well clean game. Y'all know me. I'm doing these. I love turnovers overall. Clean game. I mean, you only had Purdue with 10. Tennessee with 7. Just looking at the box score initially here. Tennessee shot 38% from the field, 42% from 3. Purdue, 45% from the field, 20% from 3. Zach Edey, though, dominant, 40 points. 13 for 21 for the field. And I know everybody's going to make all of the officials. It is what it is when you play Zach Edey. It is. You're going to have a ton of foul differentials. He's not going to commit a bunch of fouls. And to be fair to them, Tennessee doesn't have a big – they don't have a bunch of offensive threats. Jonas Adu, Toby Awaka, guys like that, J.P. Estrada, are not offensive threats in the front court for Tennessee. And Purdue's strategy, how they defended, showed that. So, I mean, from when people are like, well, he didn't have a foul, it's like, well, I mean, should he have had some? Yeah, there's probably – yeah, again, I'm the biggest critic of all for college basketball officials. The most inconsistent sport officiated on this planet. I'm the first to tell you that. But overall, though, I mean – it's going to happen. I mean, let's look at the foul differential here. How many – let me go back to that. I mean, we got fouls here. 25 to the only – Tennessee had 25 and Purdue had 12. From a free throw standpoint here, we had Tennessee shot 11 and Purdue shot 33. But, again, everybody, I think it's played them, complains about this. All the teams in the Big 12, Tennessee early in the year, Alabama, and they played in Toronto earlier in the year. They don't know officials don't know how to defend Zach Edey. I don't. And again, I kill them all the time. This is something I not on their side. I just don't give them as much flack as I do some other stuff. Now, the way how games change for being officiated from the first half and second half, I'm a massive critic for college basketball officials. There, it's terrible. But I mean, overall here, two just initial thoughts here. I mean, I'm not going to keep rubbing it in, talking about it. There's two initial thoughts from this game and why Tennessee specifically did not advance this afternoon in Detroit. I thought the defensive front court was soft. I thought guys like Jonas Adu was really soft. I thought that was a key in this game as well. Toby Awaka got into some foul trouble as well. They had to bring in the true freshman, J.P. Estrella, to try to get some minutes. Held his own from a freshman as a freshman a little bit. But still, just too much for Zach Edey. I mean, veteran versus a true freshman. Just way too much for him right there. So I don't blame him. Who I do blame is Jonas Adu. Just really soft. 2 boards, 0 points. He looked like he was intimidated of Zach Edey, to be completely honest with you. I mean, he did. He looked like he was completely intimidated of him. I mean, it's not – you're going to look at the score and they only scored 72 points. You're going to be, well, I mean, he didn't totally dominate. He scored 40 points, man. He scored 40 points. I mean, here we got 40 points from Zach Edey, then Fletcher Lawyer, 14. After that, the next high scorer is 9 with Braden Smith. Like, it's the Zach Edey and Fletcher Lawyer show. They did that against Tennessee in Maui, I think Edey went for 23 or something, and Lure went for 19 in Maui when they played earlier.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's UNIFYDHealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
I mean, for Tennessee, outside of Kinect, they couldn't find that second scorer. I mean, he went 37. He was 14 for 31, 6 from 12 from the other, 37 points. You needed it. This was the year everybody kept being, hey, Tennessee has a bucket getter. Go get him. That's true. But you also have to have somebody else go score behind him. I mean, look at Alabama's run. Not trying to bring it up, sore subject, Tennessee fans. But they had a different guy without their second best player step up every night. In the first night game against Charleston, everybody shot well. They shot 60% from three. Second night, it was somebody, Muhammad Diabati, true freshman, coming off the bench, getting some boards, some big putbacks. It was the Grant Nelson game against North Carolina in the Sweet 16. And last night, it was the Jaren Stevenson game. 19 points, man. It was someone different every night helping out Mark Sears. And it's usually Dalton Kinect bringing his lunch pail, being hit the consistent offensive threat for Tennessee night in, night out. But no one was behind him. I mean, the next highest scorer was Zakai Ziegler with 9 points. And I would say Zakai Ziegler played a poor game. 3 from 12 from the field, one for eight from the three. Just couldn't get any of those teardrops, mid-range teardrops going. That was disappointing. So those were the two things that stood out to me. That's the reason why they're not advancing to go to Phoenix. Again, I thought the front court played soft against Zach Edey. I mean, Zach Edey just totally dominated. Let me read that stat line again. 13 for 21, 16 boards for 40 points. I mean, that's just soft by Jonas Adu. And even JP Estrella, but I don't give him as much because he gave him the best look. I mean, Rick Barnes decided to sub Estrella in over Adu. He knew Adu was playing soft. So between Adu playing soft, and again, nothing older, Zach Edey's a beast. Best big man in the game, obviously. And then Zakai Ziegler, just not stepping up in the mid-range, hitting some open shots, or not even just Zakai Ziegler. You didn't have anybody else. I mean, Vesky played a little bit, not much. Gainey got 6 points, maybe expected a little bit. But no one else contributed offensively, Dalton Kinect. So it wasn't enough for Purdue to beat Purdue. Purdue 2-0 against the Vols this year. But again, anybody that tells you different, fantastic year for Tennessee. I keep saying it, SEC regular season champs, Elite Eight run. Left some meat on the bone. Wish you would have got it. You could have had another chance to beat Purdue, get some revenge for him in Maui. But again, you shouldn't be motivated by revenge in the Elite Eight round. Alabama didn't win last night because of revenge against Clemson. They won because they were the better basketball team last night. Tennessee wasn't the better basketball team today. And they're not in general. And that's why Purdue's advancing to Phoenix to the Final Four to compete for a national championship still. But fantastic year for Tennessee. Rick Barnes, you're going to hear the basketball casuals, the Tennessee football fans, the guys who don't follow the program hard. And I bet there's a ton of great Tennessee basketball fans out there. And I think deep down they understand the game and appreciate what Rick Barnes has done at Tennessee. This is not one of those years, people, I'm telling you, to go critique him. I thought he did a fantastic job this year, really hit hard on the evaluation at Dalton Kinect. But, man, unfortunate for Tennessee today. But, again, nothing to hold your head out. Fantastic season. But I'm your host, Dave Shoemate from Mach 10 Sports, just recapping Tennessee's 72-66 loss to Purdue in the Midwest Regional Detroit today. We're coming at you. We still got an SEC team, Tennessee, Alabama advancing to Phoenix next week, opening up against UConn. So we got March Madness, SEC content still coming at you. SEC baseball, we're just getting in the midst of the conference play. And then obviously spring football. So we'll keep bringing you the action. Again, I'm your host, Dave Shoemate from Mach 10 Sports. You have a fantastic day.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.